You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yo, 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 welcome to the Buffalo Rumblings vidcast feed. This show is the Intentional Grounding podcast. So we're live. This is the Buffalo Rumblings vidcast feed post-game show. And you, as you know, we got to see the Bills tonight lose to the Cincinnati Bengals 24-18. And I have a lot of thoughts today. not good. So if you came here to feel good about stuff, I don't know if you want to stick around for this one. I just don't know what to tell you. J-Dub says that was craptacular. Yes, it was. Man, I mean, you can't make this stuff up, people. You can't make this stuff up. 24-18, Buffalo Bills lose this one. They're now 5-4 on the season. It's a bummer. Michael Andrew says, not surprising. Figure we will lose. Just isn't our year. Oh, man. Yeah. So I'm trying to flesh out how I feel. I mean, the game just ended. How do I feel right now? How do you feel right now? I'm sure most of you guys, wherever you're listening to this show, be it live right here or on podcast form, I know we all have a certain type of feeling after this game, and I got a lot of them. You know, I got a lot. You know, you come into this game, and you expected the Bills to put up a better fight. Even though the score was 24-18, this game was not close. It was not close. I feel like the Bills were out-coached, out-schemed. The Cincinnati Bengals executed much better than the Buffalo Bills tonight, and it was evident. It was evident on both sides of the ball. Now, let's talk about the defense for a minute. Now, I know that, you know, the Bills had a ton of injuries. Still do, right? You saw Terrell Bernard go out of this game. Micah Hyde go out of this game. So you got, two backup linebackers basically starting for your defense. You have an uninspiring Taylor Rapp at safety. And I understand, like, the injuries. You know, you don't have Tre'Davious White, you don't have Matt Milano, you don't have Daquan Jones. But man, like, schematically, you got to do better. This game to me, right now, it looks like the divisional playoff loss. Oh, but the Bills only, they got 8 more points. And I think we need to have some serious conversations. We got to have some serious conversations. I don't understand, it's one thing to trust the process, but this ain't it, folks. This is not it. Sean McDermott continually shows situationally, he makes dumb decisions. Why use a chat? Why challenge? What was the challenge about? I don't get it. I don't get it. Joe Burrow had an answer for every single coverage that the Bills threw at him. He knew exactly where he was going with the ball. The ball was out early, and it was on time with accuracy. I defend Josh Allen, saying he's the second best quarterback in the league, man. Uh-uh. Joe Burrow's got him. Joe Burrow's got him. So, yeah, we're coming to some realizations tonight. And maybe some of you have already been there. But for me, yeah, it's tough. It's tough to look at this game and come away with any type of excitement. Worry is the prevailing thought right now that I have. I'm not even angry. I'm not even mad. I'm not mad. You shouldn't be mad either. Because this is what they've shown you. When it gets rough, you don't have enough stuff. You just don't. Whether that's coaching, personnel, it's just not enough. Ken Dorsey. For the love of God, Ken Dorsey. I can't defend it anymore. And I'm not overreacting, but Ken Dorsey, man, like you cut your first, your scripted plays, you know, when they script their plays, you know, you have, you know, you kind of know what you're doing as an offense. So the Bills came out, they wanted to start fast. Great. Go down, they score a touchdown. I'm like, okay, good. Now, whatever that was, keep doing that. No, You say, you know what? Hold my beer, because we're going to do the exact opposite of that. It's not good enough, man. It's just not good enough. Here are some notes after the first drive. Bills offense started fast, got Kincaid involved early. 3 catches on the first drive. No runs. Diggs got yak. Ball was out early. That was the first drive. So you look at that first drive and you're like, okay, like the Bills, this is what we expect. This is what they're going to do. And it's like you go away from what's working. And it's inexcusable now. What's the excuse now? I don't want to hear, you know, well, schematically they nope. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. Ken Dorsey, I can't count on you. We can't count on Ken Dorsey. It's a trend now. The offense put up a stinker in the divisional round. We've had a few stinkers in the first 8 games. And when it matters the most, Joe Burrow just showed you that he's next. He is the quarterback. They are the team that's going to battle the Chiefs in the AFC. And that makes me sad, man. It makes me sad. I don't care how you want to slice it. I'll give the defense a pass. Great. I totally will. From a personnel standpoint, I'll give them a pass. X's and O's, I'm tired of seeing all this zone coverage. We play so much soft zone coverage. I'm on the couch and I know, look, Joe Burrow, easy access throws. He's going to hit them all day. You have to disrupt the timing of these receivers. And you go zone all the time. It is frustrating, man. What are we doing? What are we doing? I'm telling you, man, I'm not feeling this process with Sean McDermott as the head coach. I'm not, man. I'm sure he's great with the players, culture, great. I mean, those are great qualities. Like, I'm not dismissing that, but man, this is the game that I wanted to see. I've been saying it all year. This will show me what McDermott is made of as defensive coordinator. And he couldn't get it done. He could not get it done. Him and Dorsey, I don't know. Dorsey coach is scared to me. It really feels like Dorsey coach is scared to me. Josh is not without fault either. He had some blunders in this game. Josh, man, the Bills had extra time to prepare for this game. They won on Thursday night, so you got 10 days to prepare for the Bengals. And this is what you come up with? Uh-uh. That ain't going to cut it, man. That's not going to cut it. Gabe Davis, where was he tonight? Don't worry, I'll wait. If you can find him, let me know, or we're going to send out this missing persons report. Because I don't know where Gabe Davis was. I'm sorry, people, but like we do here on the show, let's go into the why. Let's go into the why. What happened? What does it say? What does everything say here? And, you know, while we're doing that, I'm going to bring an all bro Poe in. What's good, man? How you doing?
What up? How you been?
You know, better. I mean, I'm all right. You know, I was just explaining that I'm not mad. I'm just sad. Yeah. I'm just sad. You know, it's like I really have. It's not a personnel issue to me. Like, I give them a pass on the personnel from a defensive standpoint because, I mean, the injury is ravaging this team right now. But schematically, that's where I have an issue. Third and two. Okay, third and two, first quarter. You mean you're not going to cover the flats? You see that tight end, big ass tight end, just hanging out over there. You're not going to cover the flats, but we're going to go zone there. I mean,
Dorian was there. He's late. Like, if I'm not mistaken, on the one you're talking about, like, he's just look.
I'm mad at Jordan. I'm not mad at Jordan. What I'm saying is, if the divisional round didn't teach you that. Going zone against this Bengals team with these free access windows and Joe Burrow, his strength is his accuracy and his timing. He's going to dot you up and we want to go zone all the time. And I'm just like, man, what are we doing, man? But how you feeling, man?
What? I'm okay.
I'm jumping off the ledge.
No, I got you. I'm okay. Cause look, that's a very good football team that we just played, and we lost by 6 points. We lost by 6 points after giving up two touchdowns on the first two drives, and our offense really couldn't get much going until the last 6 minutes of the game. And so I'm not so much worried about where we can go from here. I'm just upset because this was a good chance to – gain some ground in the AFC East. We could have been first, and it would have been nice to get this win, which was in our grasp, and we didn't. So I'm not so much worried about I'm disappointed that we lost this because we could be in first, but I'm not so much like off the edge.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm the next five games is murderer's row for the – I mean, look, if this is a team that comes out these next five games – the Bills might not make the playoffs. You're already at four losses. I mean, you laugh.
No, because I'm going to say why. Because I don't agree with that. Because the teams that we play coming up don't do what the Bengals do. The Bengals are perfectly fit to beat this style of team that we have. We have a team that makes you beat us by dinking and dunking and picking us apart and calling certain plays to hit big plays when it means that. And I'm talking about from a defensive standpoint of our team.
Sure.
And the Eagles can't do that. Hurts is not going to sit there and pick you apart like Burrow is going to do. And now Mahomes can do that, but we've had success against Mahomes in the play calling that they have in the past. So those two games, I'm not as worried about as where I was with the Cincinnati game. I think Cincinnati is better fit to beat this Bills team and the way they play than the Chiefs and the Eagles are. I'm not as worried about those.
That what you're saying in theory is great, but when we lost to the Patriots, like you know what I'm saying, like. The Bills have no – there's no grace here. Like, and there's no benefit of the doubt anymore. Like, this kind of stuff – I get the Bengals are a really good team, and I think the matchups there to an extent, right? But they're outcoached. They are outcoached on both sides of the ball, and it's clear, man. Like, for instance, I was just talking about, after that first drive you had, you started to get conservative. And that's a problem. Rhythm. You got to keep Josh. I mean, listen, we know Josh Allen is erratic. Why do we try to put him in this box that he's not? Just let him run the offense. 11, get the ball out quick. But Josh is back there holding on to the ball. And it's
– I don't disagree.
He was.
I don't disagree with that.
He's holding on to the ball, and it's like, dude, get rid of the ball.
Yeah.
That stuff is frustrating, man.
But if we play like we played today against the Jets, the Patriots, we don't lose this game. You agree with that?
I don't know if I have the wits to really like process that right now. I'm just disappointed.
Because we've lost in the past by playing bad. This game seems way worse than what it was because we've lost to the Patriots and the Jets and the Jaguars by playing poorly in the three of the last 4 or 5 weeks or whatever. Like, that makes this game seem so much worse than it is. And don't get me wrong, I'm frustrated we lost.
Sure.
But this game was much better. We came out, gave up 21 the first half, gave up 3 in the second half. A game that we could have won had our offense picked it up at any time throughout the game and had our defense not started so slow. That we could have won this game against a very good football team had either of those two things happen.
Yeah.
And so I'm not so much worried about whether or not this team can win games going forward because every team is beatable in this NFL. That's what we've seen today and last week and the week before. Any team is beatable this year. And so, and we're half a game out in first. So I'm not so much jumping off the ledge here.
Man, like I said, what you're saying, I mean, it's great, and I'm glad you're bringing some positivity here on the show tonight. And by the way, your haircut looks good, brother.
Appreciate you.
You're clean over there. That's about the only good thing I've seen today is your damn haircut.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, but man, like, dude, I'm just saying, like,
I do agree with your frustrations.
It's frustrating, man. I usually once I see the all 22, I usually okay, like I kind of put stuff together and I'm like, okay, I'm good now. But like initial reaction to this game, you're disappointed about the opportunity that was lost here. First and foremost, you come to a reality that the Bills are just the third, fourth best team in the AFC right now. Look, the Bengals have your number. You're 0-2. Against the Cincinnati Bengals with Joe Burrow as quarterback, and you're not showing that you can overcome what they throw at you offensively, on the offensive side of the ball. And that, to me, you have the alleged second best quarterback in the league, and he's just not living up to what we, you know, it cannot be Josh Allen running the ball all the time. Josh Allen has to make a play like that's what got us to where we are. But you have to evolve beyond that. And what I'm seeing from Josh Allen is like I don't see the down-to-down growth that I need to see from a guy or a team that wants to win a Super Bowl. Like that interception that he threw, it didn't cost the team, but it cost you momentum. It cost you rhythm. And you see a cover two like that. You can't try to fit that ball between a corner and a safety on that cover two because you misread the coverage. That to me is damning.
But he's done that.
That's not okay.
Okay, it's not. But he has struggled with reading whether or not it's cover two man, cover two zone.
And take a class.
Right. And he could be better at those things than I, and he needs to, but we are one Dalton Kincaid fumble away from winning this game.
No, we're not. We don't know if they're going to get in the end zone. We don't know.
I mean,
we don't know.
Down and we were inside the red zone. We're one Dalton Kincaid fumble away from having a chance.
But the fumble happened. Game. The fumble happened.
And so that's a good football team, though. So like, that's a good football team. We didn't play that good.
But that's like saying. The Bills are a good football. Like, here's the deal. If this was like 3-4 years ago, I'd be like, yeah, that was a good team and whatever. But man, we are supposed to be that team. We should beat that team, and we don't do it.
Why should we beat that team? Talent wise, we're about the same. Defense to defense, we probably have a little bit of an edge, and offense to offense, we're about the same. Why? This is what I had an argument on Twitter about this. Why should we beat that team just on paper?
Here's the deal. I feel like Josh Allen is the second best quarterback in the league. I feel like there is a ton of potential. Here's the deal.
That's a slight edge, though.
Hold on. Where was the pass rush? We spend all that money on the defensive line.
Vaughn had a very bad game, and we have a lot of money invested in him. So, like, don't get me wrong. We didn't play well, and we still could have won the game at the end of the game. But I'm saying if you look at team to team, just looking at Bengals, Bills, sure. we shouldn't – the odds were not with us. They had them at a -2 favorite for a reason. Because their team right now, as we speak, is slightly better than the team that we have to put on the football field. And man, we still.
You just expect better. That's like,
of course.
Like, for instance, when the Bills lost the shootout to the Chiefs in 13 seconds, outside of the 13 second blunder, like, I'm okay with a loss like that. I'm okay, right?
With what loss?
The 13 seconds loss. Like, you're battling back and forth, you know, so, you know, it's boom, 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 boom. 13 seconds blunder. It should have never happened. It is what it is. I was like, damn, I'm heartbroken. I'm like, but man, like, the Bills can, you know, Josh Allen is in the offense can go toe-to-toe with anybody. Mm-hmm. I feel like in these moments, man, like, they're not showing the ability to go toe-to-toe. It's like they have a good quarter. They have two bad quarters, and they want to wake up in the fourth quarter. That's the trend that they've shown us this season.
Offensively,
you went and got weapons, you know, like, for instance, let's talk about Von Miller for a second. I know that he's battling back from ACL. Like, he's an older player, first of all. It's going to take a while, man. Like, yeah. I'm not down on Von, but Von took some really horrible angles, and this has been true of Von his whole career. Pass rushing from the outside, he let Burrow step up in the pocket and go around him and get a first down. On the last play of the game, he took the inside. He should have taken the outside to contain him to bring him back in. And it's like, bro.
He's supposed to be athletic. And there's plays everywhere. There's plays everywhere across
sure.
offense to defense, receivers. People want to give from play callers, they literally had Gabe doing decoy work all game and just playing a deep threat like they did the prior to last game instead of running him the same way that they did last game. Mm-hmm. They went back to him being a decoy as far as the deep threat. And so, like, across the board, there are plays from Vaughn to even Jordan to definitely our linebackers that they can get back. And I'm not, and we lost at six. Like, this is not a silver lining moment.
Yeah, no,
this
I mean, I know you feel a certain type of way, and that's okay. But, like, man, I just expected more. I wanted more out of this game. You know, I just wanted more, and I'm just disappointed. Yeah, I wanted to win.
More would have been to win. More would have been to win, and you wanted to win. And
I just feel like the Bills can beat these guys. That's all.
And I agree. And the fact that we played bad for one quarter on defense and three quarters on offense, and we still were 6 points away from a fumble, away from maybe winning this game, like, that kind of tells you where we're at. And am I worried about getting in the playoffs a little bit, because this loss kind of hurts your chances of getting in the playoffs? But if we get into the playoffs, I'm not worried about the talent on this team. The talent on this team has shown that they can compete with the best of them even while playing bad.
There's talent on the team, but it's like, you can have talent on the team, but the coaching doesn't match.
It's got to click.
And I'm tired of having this conversation, not you, but I'm tired of having this conversation, wishing and hoping that both sides of the ball, it's good. The coaching's there. I'm tired of seeing other teams do it to us. You know, like when I see Joe Burrow sit back in the pocket and dice us up again, man, it's frustrating, man, because I feel like the Bills have a better roster. Like, the Bills offensively have a better offensive line. Defensively, I feel like the defensive line, where was Ed Oliver tonight? Anyone see him? We need to put a missing persons report out on Ed Oliver.
He played a lot better once Linval came in the game.
Man.
He played much better once.
I can't wait to watch all 22. Go ahead.
I said, why is it that we should have won this game rather than – I'm not saying why should we have won this game. We can win this game. I'm saying why should have we have won this game, whereas, like, you think it's a foregone conclusion why we should win this game. That's a good football team we just played. That's a very good football team we just played. It's not a foregone conclusion. That team can play with anybody.
The Bengals are a good team, man. They are a really good team, and shout out to them. They did what they had to do, even though they fake make news about, you know, whatever. That was trash, but yeah, they beat us fair and square. The refs didn't help, and I hate bringing up the refs, whatever, but the refs sucked tonight, and that didn't help. But, man, like, let's go to the X's and O's. Let's go to the game cast here. And look at the box score. Joe Burrow in the night was 31 of 44, 348 yards, 7.9 yards an attempt, 2 touchdowns, no picks, 1 sack. Joe Mixon, 14 carries, 37 yards. He had the run at the end that kind of sealed the game. T. Higgins, man. T. Higgins. 8 catches, 110 yards.
What did Jamar Chase have?
4 for 41. So they did a really good job on Jamar Chase.
And the running game.
And the running game. So you look at those things. I'm not mad at the defense. And for what they've had to endure and go through, and I'm not making excuses here, but, man, you put that on any team. You lose your one of your best defensive linemen. You lose an all-pro linebacker. You lose Trey White. And here we go. Like, you're just gonna suffer. You just are. But at some point, you gotta. I feel like, okay, from a coaching standpoint, you're known for playing zone. At some point, man, you gotta let these dudes go play. And just look, I'm okay with if Jamar Chase wants to beat me deep on a post, and I got, you know, Dane Jackson and FaZe here. Okay, I'll live with that. But, like, put some hands on these dudes, man. I'm sick and tired of them just free access. I'm just free release, and it's just too pretty. You got T. Higgins, you know, dotting you, bro, on these hitch routes and these comeback routes, and there's no answer.
That was until Douglas came in the game, and to be fair to the adjustment, like, bringing in Douglas in the game kind of shut down everything that they were trying to do in the first half. The first half, they went crazy. Dane had a good, solid performance, and it's a little sneaky of how at third down and long, like, we kind of gave up some pretty big plays on third down and long. But once Rasul and Linval came in the game, I feel like the defense played a lot better. Yeah. And so, like, that's a sign of what could come defensively on this team going forward. I think that those pickups can be huge for this defense going forward. I'm not so much worried about this loss as much as I am, like, or at least I was with the Patriots and the Jets losses.
Yeah, I'm concerned. I'm big time concerned because this team isn't showing me the makeup to combat where they are right now. They're just not showing me that. And so, yeah, I got concerns. I got concerns about Gabe Davis too. Let's go to the offense here. Josh Allen, 26 to 38, 258, 6.8 yards per attempt, one touchdown, one pick. He took a sack tonight. I don't care about the sack necessarily. Josh Allen was the leading rusher. Look at this. 8 carries, 44 yards, 1 tutty. James Cook, 6 carries, 20 yards. Ain't going to cut it. Stephon Diggs had a touchdown late. 6 catches, 86 yards, 14 yards per. Dalton Kincaid, man, another good game from Dalton. He had that fumble that really screwed the offense there, took the momentum away. And it might have been a deciding factor of the game. 10 catches, 81 yards, though, but in another strong performance for him. Khalil Shakir, 4 catches, 57 yards. I mean, that's the kind of like Cole Beasley type of performance there, kind of reminiscent of the last few years. But I feel like they need to go to Khalil Shakir more on third down and less to Gabe here. Gabe Davis, 0 catches, 0 yards. And what frustrates me about this Gabe Davis stat line is that I don't know who needs to hear this. One, he's not better than T. Higgins. But two, why do they not when they go to him early, he makes plays.
He is better.
When you go to him early, but you have him out there just getting cold feet, he just doesn't perform well when you have him out there and you don't throw him the ball. You just don't throw him the ball. We know his limitations. Let's call it what it is. We know his limitations. It's up to Dorsey to put him in the best situation to win. And I don't think they do that well enough. And Josh, they didn't, you know, I understand, like, if he's not open, he's not open. You're not going to force it to him. But you have to get guys going. Yeah. And, man, they failed to do that. It's about rhythm. I made a tweet about, you know, I don't know if you saw it or not, but it was after that, the Josh pick. The offense comes out and they run 2 plays to James Cook. Now he gets 8 yards on the 2 carries, but you're not reading the room. You don't need to do that. You need to put it in Josh Allen's hands and let him make plays, spread it out, get him going in, because he is another guy who functions off of emotion and rhythm.
They came out,
stuck it out.
Yeah, you they came the out like out they were the winning. Like they were winning the game. Like that's what you want to do when you're winning the game. That's what the Bengals
did.
And so like that's been my point with Ken all year, is he runs in certain situations when we're not winning.
That
he
don't runs the make offense sense.
Like we're winning a football game and we're not winning. So like I don't get he started the game against the Jags, against the Patriots last time. Like we were winning. That's how he started the football game, calling plays. And, like, I wish that we would get out to a fast start. I'm not sure if we took the ball or who won the toss or that whole thing, but we've struggled with getting out to a fast start as a team, and we play much better ahead than we do behind.
Yeah. Look, this guy on Twitter said, this is why the Dorsey conversation is stupid. Those 2 runs got us to 3rd-and-2. What are we even doing here? And it's like, buddy, you what are you doing here? You're not reading the room, man. Like, it's not just black and white. Like, yeah, it's 3rd-and-2. Like, dude, there's a specific DNA of these players that you have to, as a coach, you have to untap, and they're not. That's what's frustrating to me.
The third down call has to be – you have to have a team and a quarterback, really, that's, like, ready to win you a bunch of 3rd-and-2s. And the calls that we've made on 3rd-and-2 haven't been it. So if you're going to play that style of offense to get you to a 3rd-and-short, which is a good – which can work. You can, I'm sure. Not saying like, you know what I mean? Like, depending on what team you have, that can work. But like, we haven't been a great third and two team.
No.
And so like, if you're going to call better plays on third and two, that can work as far as starting, but you can't have the defense get you two stops to start the second half and not move the ball
at all.
And so like, now you're playing to come back in the fourth quarter, and it's a little, giving up 3 points and a half is good for the defense.
It's too late.
You know what I mean? It's too late. It's been too late sometimes with some of these play calls that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to sit here and just dog on.
I will. I don't care. I don't care. I'm tired of it.
I feel like there's so much. There's like so many different areas that could have changed this game from an L to a W. And coaching is one of them. Quarterback play is one of them. Mm-hmm. Defense early is one of them. But that's a good football team. I'm not sitting here about to jump off the ledge because we lost to a good football team. It's just like the loss was reminiscent of how we lost to these bad football teams.
Yeah.
And that's what's frustrating about
them. What's the excuse now? So you get into the press conference and what I just that's why I don't even care to listen back to it, because it's gonna be the same BS again. Oh, I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear the players talk. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear Josh Allen, you know, whatever he's going to say. Because
the press conferences themselves are dumb, because, like,
they are.
What do you want them to say?
I don't know.
What is it that you want them to go in there and say? Like, they put the fault on themselves. You're going to blame them. You're going to tell them, oh, I don't want to hear that anymore. Like, or if they
I just want sincerity. I just want sincerity, bro.
Their like, sincerity is what they say every
time. Man, dude. Like, I look at Josh and I look at that dumb blank stare on his face, like nonchalant, like, oh, I got to play better. No, you do. Why don't you try watching more film or something? I don't know, bro. I'm frustrated.
You're frustrated. I'm frustrated. But like, these guys are more frustrated than we could ever be.
I don't care.
Like, I texted my brother after the game. I'm like, yo, like, I know there's some players you wanted back, but like, it's all good. Like, it's all good. We're gonna move past. But he said, bro, don't worry about it. We're gonna come back from this. I promise. This is what he said. So their mentality, and I'm saying, I'm not playing. So I can't sit here and say like,
oh, yeah, right.
And make it. You know what I mean? But like, that's the mentality that at least he has. You know what I mean?
I hope everybody – Jordan, to me, was fine tonight. I have no problems with Jordan. I wonder about some of these other guys on the team, their mental makeup. I just do. I worry about Sean McDermott and Ken Dorsey's makeup. It's a thing now. It's a thing.
It's because historically it's not like their makeup. When we were on the 17 game drought, we made the playoffs. That was never a question at that
point. I don't care about the drought, man.
It's expectations.
Sure.
It's expectations, right? So our expectations are higher and they're not reaching them at some of these games. And like, I understand that. I understand the frustration. You know,
And I'm just frustrated. And you know, this is where you know you can air your grievances.
Right.
Let's talk about the Bills' upcoming schedule though. So they have the Broncos on Monday night, then the Jets,
favorable,
at the Eagles on the 26th, at the Chiefs on 12-10. So they got a bye after the Eagles. Then they got the Chiefs, Cowboys, Chargers. Those are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 big games, man. And the Broncos, I'm not worried about. They'll beat the Broncos. I do have questions about the Jets.
No, they'll beat the Jets here. Historically, at least, they've absolutely.
They should beat the Jets. They should beat the Jets. So you're gonna
I got us going 2-0 going into Philly.
So you'd be 7-4 going into Philly. And then Philly, I don't know, man. I think
our matchup against Philly because our matchup against Philly is like, okay, you're one-dimensional already. You're a very tough running team that has a D-ball threat and A.J. Brown. So they already give you a one-dimensional offense, and our defense is very good when you give us a one-dimensional. So I like our matchup against Philly. Kansas City is a little tougher.
Okay, so let's go with they win their next three. That will put them at 8-4, which is a solid record if they win the next three. Okay. You go to the Chiefs at Arrowhead again.
Tough.
And I think the Chiefs defense is going to give you very similar vibes that the Bengals gave you.
Yeah.
And I'm not worried about the Bills defense matching up with the Chiefs offense. I think we're fine there.
Yeah.
You know, but I am worried about this offense still. And we shouldn't even, you know, the conversation shouldn't be about the offense. I thought it would be on the other side of the ball. Everyone's healthy on offense. What's the problem? Right?
It's the same problem that they've had when they struggled. See, like, they have a formula to be very good at points. Like, and this is the same problem they've had all year when they struggle. It's like, they struggle when they are very conservative because we don't have a conservative. I really hope the bringing in of Leonard Fournette changes that a little bit. I hope he can get the ball rolling as far as running that type of offense where you're conservative. But I don't think that we have a conservative style of offense, that game manager type things. And they are trying really hard. I don't know if that's McDermott or Ken, but they're trying really hard to have a conservative style offense, and sure, it's just not working.
So Heather Prusak just tweeted, Josh Allen at the podium said, we just need to find a way to put it together. It comes down to executing on game day and playing complimentary football. So if they wanted to just have Sean McDermott just do the entire press conference for every player, that'd have been great, because that's a very Sean McDermott answer. I mean, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
They also ask dumb questions.
They do.
Like, that could have
they
been a
do,
dumb question.
But he's what Josh said is not wrong. You just, man, like, I'm just tired of doing this again. You know what I mean? And it's frustrating. So where was James Cook tonight? You know,
would you have been as frustrated with this loss if we won the Patriots in the Jets game, in the Jags game?
I would have probably not as much, but I still would have been frustrated, because this is the game that I've been looking forward to all season. You know, I mean, we talked about it this week.
Yeah, you were
I thought I wanted a get back game. I feel like, and I still feel this way, I still feel like the Bills are the better team. I feel like they're the better team, man. But it's like hoping and praying that they put it all together. That's where it goes wrong. And it's time and time again, they get into these situations and they don't rise to the occasion. It's like they need from a psychiatric point of view, they need to beat the Bengals. They got to at some point. You know, you've shown that you could beat the Chiefs. You've shown that
at some point. That team, that Bengals team is. If I don't say I think the Bills will make the Super Bowl this year, the Bengals teams will be next on my list to make the Super Bowl this year from the AFC. And so, like, that's where I get into this debate of, like, we played a game that was conducive of winning against a team that I think is going to make the Super Bowl if it isn't us. And so I maybe that's why I don't sit so far off the ledge of this game. The games prior have put us all in a position where we're like, well, we should have won this game, and we lost it like the other games that we did against bad teams. And so we were like, here we go again. But I still don't think that this game was that bad.
No, okay, so let's talk about the time of possession, because the time of possession battle here definitely did not favor the Bills. I'm going to pull this up here. Let me look at this. But it felt like the Bengals had the ball the entire game is what it felt like, man. And you can't be mad at the freaking defense. You just can't. You can't be mad at the defense at all. Time of possession. Let's see. I think that was the thing that I kind of felt like it was did them in. So the Bengals had the ball for 36 minutes and 38 seconds. The Bills had the ball for 23 minutes, 22 seconds. After the half, going into halftime, I made a note here. The Bills' total offense, 122 yards, 8 minutes and 54 seconds. Time of possession. Ain't going to cut it.
That was in the first half?
That was after the first half, yeah.
After the first half.
Yep.
Well, it's because every good drive we have ends up in, well, other than the fumble, ends up really in points. We don't really have good drives that end up in like a
– yeah.
We don't have a bunch of good drives stack to stack.
Yeah.
If we don't score, we have a three and out or a turnover. Yep. And it's like – that's hard to win. That's hard to win, except especially against a really good team like the Bengals. It's hard to win like that. And so it's definitely frustrating how we have yet to put together a complete game. Other than the three blowout wins that we have, we've yet to put together a complete game. But I still see it. I see it there. I see the possibility to have a complete football team there. It's just they got to put it together. And that's like a PC answer, but
no, you're right. They got to put it together. Josh Allen said it on the presser. I mean, they got to put it together. Both teams had 9 drives. The Bills had 5.8 yards per play. The Bengals had 5.9 yards per play. You look at third down efficiency. The Bills were 7-12. Dolphins 8-15. I mean, the Bengals were 8-15. Sorry. I mean,
this is not a bad way to play football. There's a lot of people that I've seen on social media talking about this. This is not a bad way to play football. You just need to win close games. If you win close games, this is not a problem. You're 8-1 right now or 7-1.
Sure. Right? But they're not.
They're not winning close games. So if you want to talk about a problem, talk about why they're not winning the close games, not, oh, win small, lose small is a problem. Like that to me is like you putting your faith in us scoring 40 points and we're not doing it. Like that is a similar problem as winning small and losing small.
Ryan Talbot tweeted after McDermott's presser, said McDermott says he doesn't have a good answer for why the team didn't go up tempo earlier in tonight's game. So he
people were saying that McDermott had a lot of pull in the offense because that's what's his name? Ken Dorsey said in his press conference last week. I don't think McDermott has any say in what the offense does, in my opinion. He obviously has a say in the tempo that they use a little bit, like throughout the game. If he wants to slow it down, he could call up to Ken and say, hey, slow down the. But I think this is Ken's offense. And every issue that you have with the way the offense is called should go at Ken, not McDermott.
Right. That's why Ken Dorsey gets the smoke, man.
He needs to get the smoke. Well, like this guy thinks.
I had grace for him last year because he was a first year offensive coordinator. I was like, I can live with it.
I wanted Eric.
Where's the growth? Where's the growth?
He's gotten worse.
It's gotten worse.
He's gotten worse as a play caller.
With better weapons. You've gotten worse.
Yeah, he's gotten worse as a play caller. I don't know if that's like it's hard. It's really hard without all the information. Like maybe Josh is I really can't see it being Josh, like not changing. I feel like when we go up tempo, Josh has more control than ever.
Yeah.
Like in the offense. And like when we're slowing down, that's when Ken has the control. And so, I don't know, man. I know that the defense at some point in every game is going to figure it out. They can struggle early. They can struggle in the middle. They can struggle at the end. But they're going to have a good period of three quarters, in my opinion. And so, like, the offense has to stop playing to play one good quarter and start playing to play three good quarters, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, you got to put it together. I both sides of the football, I don't want to hear Sean McDermott. We got to play complimentary football. I'm tired of it. I'm just done. I don't want to hear anything they got to say, bro.
I know you don't want to hear none of it.
I don't want to hear none of it no more. I'm just over it. I'm sorry, man. I'm being a bad – like, for those of you at home, you know, pardon me. I don't know, man. I always tell you guys that I keep it real. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I'm just going to keep it real. And I'm off the Dorsey train now, officially. Sorry, I'm done. I'm done with Dorsey. Give me somebody else next year. He can ride out and finish this year.
They win the Super Bowl this year. You still off the Dorsey train?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I am. I am, because if they win the Super Bowl, it's because the defense had a freaking Jesus came to play linebacker. So, they're going to ruin Josh Allen. And I know Josh clamored for the guy, but Josh is loyal like that. Like, he's going to do that. But somebody needs to come in and say, bruh, like, somebody come hire Ken Dorsey to be their head coach, and I'm cool. I'm cool. McDermott's got about – I'm telling you, I'll be off the McDermott train all together. How they lose in the playoffs will say a lot about McDermott.
I don't think I could ever be off the McDermott train as far as, like, the team itself. Like, the defense – if the defense – I was a little steady on how they called the 13 seconds game, but they really – right. And so, like, they really haven't lost many games due to the defensive lack of production and throughout the last, like, 4 or 5 years while McDermott's been here. And I think that he only has a say in what the defense is doing. I don't think he has enough control over the offense, and they don't have a guy since Dable.
Yeah, right. We'll see, you know. And again, I know he's down some horses. Like, I get it. But it's like I said, I want to know how you lose. That'll say it, you know. That'll tell me a lot how they lose in the playoffs. If they lose. If they make it, shoot. I mean, I think they make the playoffs. If, you know, they make the playoffs.
They're making the fucking playoffs.
They're making the playoffs. They might barely get in, but no, they're going to make it.
We're winning the East. Like, I'm going to put that on paper right now.
Okay, well, great. I'm glad you feel optimistic, because I don't.
I'm standing strong.
You ten toes down.
For all you people out there that are in a place where you feel like everybody's negative, come to me. I got you. We are on.
All right, well.
It's good.
Yeah, you know, if Sarah was watching it, she'd be like, "Yeah, Jer, yeah, Jer." So I'm sure she's saying that
every time you be on that.
I don't know, man. I'll be negative on the show. I just will. Anything else that what? Tell me, what are you frustrated about? With this loss or where the Bills are right now. I know you came in here to be positive, and I appreciate you. You're a good friend for that. What are you frustrated with?
I'm frustrated by these comments because first of all, he is the head coach, but he's a defensive mind. So he doesn't get all. Andy Reid doesn't have say in really what the defense is doing. Like, he has a little bit of say, but he lets his guys go to work. So frustrated by those comments, and I am frustrated with the way Josh plays, and I mean, I'm frustrated with all of it. I'm frustrated with the way Ken Dorsey's calling his plays, but like, I frustrated and then jumping off an edge are two totally different things to me. And I've seen a lot of fans jump off the edge throughout this season, the previous season, the year before that. Like, and every time they jump off the edge, we end up getting a run at some point when knocking off 3, 4, 5 straight, and then all of a sudden they're back with the way things are going. And it's like, I refuse to be a negative guy at that point.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I will point out some things that I wish to see better, but I refuse to be somebody that just sits here and harps on the negatives.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, man. Okay. Nah, that's fair. That's fair. I'm going to sleep good tonight. I'm going to sleep good. I'm going to wake up. Tomorrow's Monday. I'm going to be all right. Things going to be great.
You got a great life going on. Like, everybody in here, everybody got good lives going on and stuff. We're going to be all right here in Buffalo Land. We're going to be all right. Trust me. Trust me.
Yeah.
You guys make sure your lives are good and not banking your happiness on what the Bills got going on.
But yeah, no. If we did that, we all be depressed.
we all be depressed right now.
We all right be now, depressed sure. right now. But it's definitely not a good feeling. I just want my team to reach their fullest potential.
Absolutely.
And that's where my frustration comes. You know, and if you don't have the right pieces in place, then you got to figure it out. You know, it's part of it. It's what makes football so great. It's a complete team game. But at the same time, you know, when you have star players who are making really good money, you expect some of these guys to show up. And time again, I think the coaching staff lets the players down. I think the players to an extent this season haven't always executed the best, and that's every team, right? But I do feel like, you know, the Bills
team has been a different player or a different like area every single time, and I think that's what's most frustrating. It's like when we get one thing going well, another thing kind of falls off. We get another thing going well, another thing falls off. That's probably what's most frustrating. We haven't had one position play bad all year, so like,
right?
It's not like something that we haven't been able to fix or can't fix. I think that going forward, like, if as long as once we are able to put a team together that is conducive to doing everything right at all times, this team is one of the best, if not the best.
Absolutely. And that's the frustrating thing, because you know what this team can do. We've seen them do it, but they are failing to reach their potential. And real quick, some injury notes here. Dane Jackson Kristen Benford tweaked his hamstring, according to the media. They don't know how much
already.
Yeah, he was already dealing with a hamstring, but he tweaked it tonight. So that's not good. And Dane Jackson didn't finish the game. So looks like they could potentially be without their top two corners. Now, you do gain with Rasul, but you don't get Kair because he's on injured reserve. So Josh Norman, oh, God. Josh Norman be starting if Dane can't go or Christian can't go next week. So they definitely
when you get a chance.
Go ahead.
Hey man, you don't see the other 40 snaps that he locks down somebody in man-to-man coverage. You only see the one that he gave up a touchdown. So I don't care about your sorry at all. But you don't see the all 22. Come back to me with the all 22 and you see him get burnt twice. Then I'll talk to you. But this take, it pisses me off all day today. So I'm gonna flame it for it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you really have to understand the philosophy of the defense and what Jordan Poyer's responsibilities are. It's not Jordan's playing. I mean, to me, he's playing well, and I'm not just saying that because he sponsors our show and you're on the show. Like, I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna keep it 100. Like, if you want to be mad at the defense, be mad at Sean McDermott for calling so much zone. Like, that's what you need to be mad about. I'm not mad about Jordan's position and so forth. Like, he's doing what he's asked to do. I don't know what more you need him to do. Losing Micah. This is kind of the same thing that happened last year where, you know, when you got Taylor Rapp on the field, I'm sorry, he is not – Taylor Rapp shouldn't be on the field. I'm sorry. He should not. The fact that they have to play him and put Jordan in the box and Rapp in the back when originally it was supposed to be swapped. So Rapp was supposed to play in the box and Jordan was and Michael was supposed to be in harmony doing their thing, right? But now, because Rapp is so bad, now Jordan has extra responsibilities as a linebacker because Matt Milano's not there. So, like, before, you know, people want to jump on Jordan, jump on Micah, you really need to understand the philosophies of what McDermott is trying to accomplish on defense. So
that take itself pisses me off because Jordan has a lot of snaps where he plays man where they don't throw him the ball, but you don't see it. But he is playing cover zero, so he's playing one-on-one with a three receiver that has – endless area in the left side corner of the end zone, and you're asking Jordan to play one-on-one with him and then telling me that he's bad at one-on-one coverage because he gave up a touchdown in that area. You don't know the philosophy. You don't know who's better. You don't watch the all 22. I don't take what you say. It just pisses me off that a lot of people that don't know football are having this take, and so I wanted to call it out.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you go back to the Ravens game last year, Jordan was in that position, and what happened? Two picks in the end zone. Now, if you want to be mad at Jordan on whatever, you could say, okay, like he could have used a tad better technique on Irv Smith there. Whatever, fine. But it was a perfect throw to the back of the end zone, and it is what it is. Like, it is what it is. Like, I'm not mad at that. Like, he's asked to do a ton. I'm not tripping on that. Like, I'm more mad about why does T. Higgins get to catch all these comeback routes just in the soft zone? I'm sick of that. I'm mad about tight ends, garbage tight ends, catching passes in the flats. catching balls off of screens, like that kind of stuff. I'm like, man, I need answers on that.
It got better when Rasul came in. Rasul played very aggressive.
He should have started, but yeah. I get it.
Yeah, no, I said this from like I think I tweeted this.
We talked about this on the show.
Linval with knowing 40% or whatever percent that they know, Linval and and Douglas play much better in this style with these safeties than we're used to, because Dane's very like, Dane had a great game, and I don't want to take away from Dane's game, but like Dane and Benford are very passive. They're passive in the way that they cover, and that helps a lot when certain offenses are playing. But you need a guy that's aggressive, and Douglas is aggressive in the
instinctual
zone.
Instinctual. You need a guy that's going to make a play on the ball. Now, Benford showed you that he could do that against Mike Evans and those guys last week. But tonight, it was Dane's turn. Dane looked good in some spots. Like, I'm not even tripping. But yeah, you're missing Trey White.
Yeah,
Trey White's ability to be instinctual. He's aggressive and he has ball skills, right?
And Rasul showed that in the second half.
He can do that. Especially in his own coverage. No, Rasul can do that. But he's got to know the calls and so forth, and that's going to be a weekly thing. So
they'll get better on defense.
I mean, let's hope they're healthy, right? Benford's always injured, and that's a problem.
But Dane can play the other guy. Like, sure. I don't have a problem with Dane or Benford playing the other guy. I think Rasul will end up – the way I watch Rasul this week or this game, he'll be the one at some point. I thought it might be Benford, but I think Rasul is a little bit more aggressive, and so I think I'll see him be the one at some point.
Jeremy Spencer says, Gabe disappears here and there, and your number two can't do that.
That is play calling. That is play calling. And Gabe, I will die on that hill.
I know you'll die on that hill, but...
Because if you look at the play calling they had for Gabe last week and then compare it to this week, he had a lot of underneath targets, and he didn't get none of them. Not one this week. Not one target within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. So I'm on that hill of, like, that's play calling, and they used him more as a decoy this week.
I know that's your guy, but, man, I'm over Gabe, too. I'm over it. I'm sorry, bro.
But when he comes out and has 9 catches for 110 next week, because
okay, can you? I would take 5 for 50 weekly. Can you do that?
If they call the plays to get him the ball, he had 2 targets and one was a fade in the end zone.
Can I get more consistency? Gabe was about as good as Waldo tonight, bro, and we couldn't find him.
That's an offensive coordinator's issue. That's Ken. That's on Ken.
Ken and Gabe didn't show up. Ken Dorsey has been a hot mess, bro. I'm over Ken Dorsey. I really am. But anyway. It's time to go to bed, man. I know. Listen, everybody who's watching the show tonight, or you're listening to it on your way to work or so forth, man, God bless you all. The Bills, I think this is a team that they're still in it. It's not over. They just need to find their stride. And, you know, if you want silver lining in all this, yeah, they lost to a really good Bengals team, but we're almost to the point where you need to be able to start putting together complete games and playing your best ball in December. You still got a few weeks to figure that out. Unfortunately, you got a really tough schedule. So the Bills have some time to
half game out first.
They're in the AFC East. They're still a half game out. However, you got to start making the margin of error for this season is dwindling fast. It's time to start stacking wins. You got to start stacking wins now, right? And that's fair to say. The defense is what it is. The Calvary's not coming on the defense side of the ball. Again, what we need to be worried about offensively, everybody's healthy. The whole line is healthy. Their Bills are one of four teams that have started their entire offensive line every single game. When is the offense going to show the consistency to duke it out with the NFL's best? We have yet to see that. And that's a Josh Allen thing as well as it is a Ken Dorsey thing. So wherever you're listening to the show, man, we really appreciate it. All pro, all bro-po, it's been real. It's been real, man. This is the Buffalo Rumblings VidCast feed. And you know, we out of here. We'll see you guys on Tuesday with a chop up. Peace.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.